Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dean Chance. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony La Russa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. La Russa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Chance covering, for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. LaRussa fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony LaRussa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRussa strikes out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elander. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fosse moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaRussa misplays the ball. That's an error on LaRussa. Fosse scores. Ulander moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hydeman is walked intentionally. Leon moves to second. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chance is called out on strikes. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis throws the ball into Mincher who tags Pinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ulander scores. Leon scores. Hydeman moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Bando reaches second base with a double. Mincher moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mincher scores. Bando scores. Fernandez moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 0 for 1 in the game. La Russa is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster is hit by the pitch. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to second. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ulander moves to third. Marcel Lachman now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. La Russa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Hovley pinch hits for Marcel Lachman. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hovley moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hovley moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Chance, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Hovley scores. Campaneris moves to third. Munday moves to second. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mincher is walked intentionally. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campanera scores. Monday moves to third. Mincher moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. Mincher scores. Alou moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 0-for-2 in the game. La Russa hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Dean Chance. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Hand now pitching. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Reggie Jackson pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jackson now playing right field. Felipe Alou now playing left field. Larry Brown pinch hits for Greg Nettles. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Ted Olander. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Veda Pinson now playing center field. Larry Brown now playing third base. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Fernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Leon reaches third base with a triple. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Leon scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hydeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Rich Hand. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Vince Colbert now pitching. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 0-for-3 in the game. La Russa hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hydeman. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. There goes Rowland trying to get to home. Hinton throws the ball into Leon, who relays the ball to Fossey, who tags Rowland, who came all the way from first, for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Rick Austin now pitching. Bobby Brooks pinch hits for Reggie Jackson. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Brooks now playing left field. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Dick Green now playing second base. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pinson strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fosse for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.